This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has a talk with Russian counterpart for the first time since taking office. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
So what did he and Vladimir Putin discuss?
You.
The president joking with reporters not long after spokeswoman Jen Psaki said he'd raised several concerns with Putin.
Including the SolarWinds hack, reports of Russia placing bounties on United States soldiers in Afghanistan, interference in the 2020 election.
They also agreed to work fast on extending the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty before it expires next month. The new president wants to break from the warm rhetoric Donald Trump often showed Putin while also looking to keep diplomacy alive. He's not holding out hope for a reset, but rather a way of managing differences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is announcing a restoration of relations with the Palestinians and a renewal of aid to Palestinian refugees. The announcement by acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills is a reversal of the Trump administration's cutoff aid to the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Mills told the U.N. Security Council that this re-engagement with the Palestinians is key to the Biden administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict agreed to by Israelis and Palestinians. He said Biden hopes to start working slowly to rebuild confidence on both sides. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he is likely have enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the president over the question of whether he incited insurrection in the January 6th storming of the